Good morning. It's 8:53 or 4, and I've just left my child at school. This is the first audio boo after having done a school run on a day when it was pouring rain in Cork. So the whole business of getting from my home to the school was new. I'm a father who's started doing the school run in the last week, and I'm now just waiting to cross the road so that I can get back to my car. But this is a whole new way of life for me. Up until last week, I used to walk my daughter to the creche on the estate where we live, and that was absolutely no problem at all. And now I have to go out into the traffic in Cork and travel across the city, or a bit away across the city, and see how that goes. I became very aware this morning how vulnerable I am to not just the traffic, but to how good a car I have. If my car were to break down on the way to my 5-year-old daughter's school, I think she'd be very upset, as indeed I would be. But it would be a major problem. And I do actually have to travel on roads which are pretty crowded. So, you know, there's a chance that the car will break down someday on the road to school. So that's my latest paranoia. As a sort of routine, we got to the school about 12, 14 minutes before school was due to start at 10 to 9. And it was pretty chaotic in the classroom. My main challenge my daughter faced was I don't know what the main challenge she faced was. I can't see inside her head. But she basically wanted me to read her a story. So she went off and got a book. And it was a book about a little girl who was called Reckless. So I read her a story about a girl who was called Reckless, and whose parents didn't want her to be reckless, and who was being brought up in a way that she'd be completely, utterly compliant with the notion of being a princess who would marry a prince. And she found this rather boring, so instead she turned into an excitingly wild child that did things like try to jump off a height and bashed her head, and stuff like that. So I'm intrigued by the particular book that my child picked, because I'm not sure how to interpret it, but it's telling me a message about what her world is like, and this is really interesting to continuously speculate about what might be going on inside the mind of your child. I was really touched as we drove along that she decided that the reason that all the rain was coming down was because the clouds were crying because they had no mummy. So it wasn't that they had no daddy, it was that they had no mummy. But this didn't come as a great surprise to me, as I'm sure it doesn't come as a great surprise to any of you. So I'm sitting outside the school in Douglas in Cork. The weather has cleared up, actually, so it's going to be it's going to get easier during the day. When I got to the school, I discovered that Monday and Fridays are days when you have to wear some particular clothes. It's even got out of my head what kind of clothes they are. But they're long trousers, whatever they are. And my daughter was not dressed in long trousers. She was dressed in another bit of the school uniform. So I had the experience this morning of realizing that we were non-compliant with the regime in some way. But I'll learn. I'll get the hang of it. It's all a bit strange, I have to say. And a mega change from my previous way of life, which seems now, as I look back nostalgically on it, to have been so simple in comparison with the complexities of going across the city, getting the food ready, getting the backpack, getting the right bits of uniform together. There were no uniforms. There was no big deal about the food. Everything was so simple in the old days. I'll give you little reports on this. I'm not sure how interesting it will be, but for me at the moment it's terribly interesting, because, you know, even on the way there was a small collision at the Kinsale roundabout which led to some traffic congestion. And of course that had me immediately thinking about, oh my goodness, are we going to be late for school? The day will come when we will be late for school, and that'll be another new experience I'll have to cope with. So there you are, that's a tiny bit of my world as I started. I'm now going to go away from here and go off into a business world where I have plenty of stuff I need to do right now. But the school run is the start of my day, and it has sort of struck a note for the whole of the rest of the day. And it hasn't gone too badly, I have to say. Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.